countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has entered its second month, with reports that Ukrainian forces have recaptured towns on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. Now, before the invasion, Ukraine, known as the breadbasket of Europe, had contracts to export 12 million tonnes of corn and 3 million tonnes of sunflowers across the globe, to North Africa in particular. Well, this morning we speak to two Ukrainian farmers to find out what life is like for them right now. But first, I've been speaking to Kyiv-based agricultural journalist Yuri Mykhailov, who has decided to stay in Kyiv and whom we spoke to at the beginning of the invasion a month ago. This morning he described the situation around him there.
Situation is here calm. Through the night I heard nothing, like sounds of shelling. And during the previous couple of days, the situation was sufficiently calm. No panic on the street. People don't actually react to even sporadic sounds of shelling. The supermarkets are open. Most of them are open. And the supply of food in Kyiv is sufficient, I believe.
How have you coped over the past 4 weeks there?
Actually, there was some very unpleasant feeling on the beginning. On the first day, the shelling at 5 o'clock in the morning, and only later it was I was told or I was informed that the war began. So the first few days was very, very nervous. It was very, very uncomfortable. But now situation has improved. There were talks about the, you may remember, long columns of the military machinery, Russian military machinery at Kyiv, about 60 kilometers long, and the attempts to take Kyiv in 2-3 days. Now that's all this gone. People are relieved, and according to our military experts, only about 12,000 troops are around Kyiv. It's obviously not enough to take Kyiv or even encircle it. So the support lines, supply lines are not cut off, and Kyiv is provided with all the necessities, commodities, food, medication, and so on. I feel myself much more relieved.
Okay, Yuri, stay with me there. We're also joined by Edward Herman, who farms with his parents in Shabryshche, just northwest of Mariupol. Edward, your farm has orchards and you also have sunflowers and wheat, but the work on your farm has been interrupted by war. Am I right?
Exactly. After Russian invasion, we had about 1 week of time for continuing our works on our fields and orchards. But currently it's impossible because the front line is passing directly through our company and it's quite impossible to do any work there.
Are farmers risking their lives to go out and sow crops?
Yes, often they do that, but they have not decided yet to do such dangerous things. Last days, it seems to be positive dynamics in our area, according to the movement of our army, and we expect that we can start doing something on our fields in following weeks. We got 16 shells dropped on our village this week.
You have left the family farm yourself to go and help with the fight, but your parents have remained. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
And how do you feel about that, Edward?
I'm in more safe position now, but I'm really afraid of my parents, because while it was shelling in our village, there were not any connection to my parents, and it was a sleepless night. Of course, we are worrying about them, but they just don't want to leave their village. They don't want to leave their house and their business. It's like they spent all their life there, so they don't feel the necessity to leave the their places, even though it's quite dangerous for them.
And would a lot of older farmers feel that way also, despite the threat that it would be just too difficult for them to walk away from the farm, never knowing whether they will be going back or not?
I don't think people will leave their lands. I don't know any farmer that left their farms.
Okay, Alexander Zhurevel farms with his father and his son in the Politova area of central Ukraine. He also works for the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization. Tell me about your farm and what the impact of the war so far has been on work on your farm, Alexander.
So my farm is located in the center of Ukraine, near Kremenchuk city, and it is rather calm territory. We are rather far from active military zone. It is near 200 kilometers from Kharkiv and 200 kilometers from Kiev. So in my region, all farmers are preparing to the sowing campaign, and somebody already has started sowing pea and barley.
And is this because those farmers believe that the war will finish soon and that by the time the harvest comes around, they will have crops in the ground ready for sale?
Of course. Everybody believes and concerned that our army will win and everybody will come back to the peaceful life. And everybody is sure that we will sow our crops and we will harvest it. Previous season was rather successful for our farmers, and many farmers already bought fertilizers and seeds in autumn.
Okay.
The problem is fuel. Yes, and about money, also our government support us, and our banks give us credits, and rather cheap credits. So our government also support us.
And what about the fact that the Russians have taken over key ports in the south of the country? That will create a huge problem for exporting the grain.
Yes, of course, it will be the biggest problem in autumn, but we hope that till autumn we will solve this problem first. And then we have a railway, and some part of these grains will go to Europe by railway.
Okay, back to you, Yuri, just before we go. Many of our listeners listened to you when you spoke to us a month ago and wondered how you were doing. It's good to hear that you're safe and well, relatively speaking. But what people may not know is that you have Irish connections through your daughter. Tell me more, Yuri.
My daughter married a guy. His father is from Ireland. His father was born in Bray City. I understand it's very close to Dublin.
Bray, yes. They don't call themselves a city yet, but it's just south of Dublin, yes. So your son-in-law's father is from Bray.
Yes, and his grandfather is from Kerry County. Yeah, my daughter met the guy when she was in the postgraduate program in Georgetown University. His name is Josh Ormond Stabler Carroll, and now she works as a professor in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's Yuri Mikhailov in Kiev, who, as he said, whose daughter is married to George Stavely O'Carroll, whose people come from Bray and Kerry. And before that, farmers Alexander Zhurevel and Edward Herman speaking to me from Ukraine a little earlier. And we'll have more about the impact of the war on food security and environmental sustainability later in the programme.